Everybody, shut up.
Please note that the following program includes adult themes and language. You're listening to the weekly show on Discourse.
Yeah, I'm back.
Episode 1, live via satellite, with Morgan and Ben.
Good evening, Morgan. How are you tonight?
I'm very good, Ben, you crybaby public attention-seeking failure.
I actually preferred the other comment that was, what was it? You're the hero of my year. I preferred that comment on the response.
Technically speaking, You're not the hero of my year. Maybe you could be the hero of my last 10 days.
Apparently, though, I do need to grow up here and harden up and grow up. And what was the other thing? All these things I have to do, and you know,
there's a lot of things you have to do.
Yeah, I'll just take a good long hard look at myself, I think.
Attention seeker.
What about you? So what's new since last week?
Well, actually, I have bad news, and I have a prepared statement that I'd like to read.
Really?
I have resigned from Discourse effective immediately. It is no longer practical in the current environment for me to do the job I was employed to do and have so enjoyed doing. It is also difficult for Discourse to get on with the business of being a first-class podcaster as long as I remain. I am astonished and dismayed that my comments last week haven't caused any kind of response. I walk the finest of lines and accept that I have inadvertently crossed it from time to time, especially that bit about fat Australians and how ridiculous they look when they wear multiple phones and belt holsters. But I recognise the realities of the situation. I do not want to continue to fail to be used. Fuck. Do over. I do not want to continue to fail to be used as a lightning rod for disharmony in this country. I will miss the professionalism and friendship of the brilliant production team I've worked with, and I will miss the fun and satisfaction of having infinitupled the audience of Discourse in the last week. The podcast is great, and I'm sure its success will continue. To be honest, most of all, I'll miss Ben. I'm grateful to the zero people who have offered their support to me. Fuck. I'm grateful to the zero people who have offered their support to me. I hope they will understand and accept that an extraordinary convergence of circumstances has made this action necessary. I'm saddened by this whole episode. Sad that I crossed the line in the first place. To all those who have enjoyed Discourse, thank you. It has been a privilege to have been part of your last Thursday.
Wow, I'm not sure I know what to say. Are you serious?
I'm out of here.
You're quitting?
I'm gone.
Shit. He's actually... Okay, all right. I guess I'll have to push on without him. I'm quite surprised by that, but it was a very eloquent statement. We'll have to work through it. So that's two people I've caused to resign. I guess my influence is strong, like they said on the podcast.
Okay, I'm back.
Oh, shit. Phew.
But I really meant it.
Yeah.
So what have you quit from lately, Ben? Are you going to quit from the podcast again this week?
No, I think I'm over that now. I'm over that. I've realised that my influence is strong, probably at the pull of a small moon, apparently. Certainly more than the Indian government.
That's a lot of gravity.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I've got a question about, not about the Indian government, but about the Dixit thing.
Yes.
What the hell did Paul Henry mean when he said dick and shit?
I
don't understand what that means. Is he saying that because she's Indian, something about, it is so bizarre.
I can't even fathom what
he meant by that.
I read one comment or article or something about it was out of context, because apparently earlier in the show they've been talking about wallowing in shit, or perhaps the pedestrian bridge falling down, and I think he then said that meant that people would be in shit. So obviously,
right,
the streets in India are all full of shit, is what I think he's implying, and so therefore it's okay to have a name with shit in it, because,
well, actually, if it's out of context, maybe that dick and shit bit isn't as completely.
It's still pretty bloody atrocious.
Outrageous as I thought.
No, I mean, yeah, I think there was people apologising, you know, being apologists, but I'm not entirely sure.
People would never do that for Paul Henry.
Yeah. Other than that, this week, happy Windows Phone 7 Day to you.
Happy Windows Phone 7 Day.
Yeah.
Ben, I'm sure you were really excited about that.
Yeah, I was quite excited, actually. It's been announced. It's launching later this month in New Zealand.
I wasn't very excited.
Cool.
Tell me about the phones, though. Are there any good ones?
They're kind of like Android phones right. with Windows Phone 7 on them.
Is there a Samsung one, like the Galaxy? Or?
Yes, there is. Yeah. Quite similar. Yeah, mm. Apparently the same big AMOLED screen.
Can you sort of dual stuff. Boot a phone?
There's those cheap Chinese ones that triple boot. They triple boot tablets, Ubuntu, Android and Windows. It's funny.
That's madness. That's not really what I want out of a phone.
No.
What I want out of a phone, and let's be honest about the kind of phone that I'm using here. This is I didn't even know what Sony Ericsson.
Yeah.
I've had this since before the first iPhone came out. So there are suckers out there who've bought four phones in the time that I've had this one.
I want to say something. I'm not sure what to say, but I've met so many people like yourself that brandish their cheap shit. Like candy,
that is still
candy
going
phones,
strong.
Their Nokia phones, and
after
they're proud
over
of them.
4 years.
I don't know.
I have such a.
I've had so many.
I
phones.
Have an unmanageable internet addiction. If I had portable mobile internet as well,
that's a valid point.
Maybe it would actually be better because maybe I wouldn't stay at my, wouldn't get stuck at my desk
True.
So much.
Yeah. Okay.
But I might get run over on my short walking commute to work.
The week that was.
So, on Discourse this week, we have a new feature. We have a new technology involved.
Yes. Yeah,
and
exciting.
I'm extremely pleased to introduce Discourse's senior cultural commentator, recovering Hamiltonian, and occasional Wellington Affairs correspondent, Robin Gallagher. Are you there,
Hi.
Robin?
Hey, Robin, how are you?
I've got an iPhone.
But how long have you had it? How many iPhones have you had?
I've had one,
right,
and it's quite nice. I dropped it once, and it still works, so I'm quite pleased with it.
How many times have you dropped your phone, Morgan?
Oh, dozens.
Yeah.
Dozens and dozens. And, I mean, look at this is going to be great radio, but, I mean, look at the state of it. It's all scratched and scuffed all over the back of it after years and years, and there are bits dented in, and it's still completely functional, completely ordinary.
I still don't think it's something to be proud of.
I'm very proud of it. I must confess that I am kind of hoping that it's going to die
right.
quite soon.
Because
I really
need a Windows Phone 7 phone. Great.
Perfect. Would say probably I'm more likely to get an Android phone.
Yeah.
Although, to be honest.
You do roll that way.
I do roll that way. But looking at I'm hopeful to see what Amazon's going to do with their impending. It sounds like they're going to release.
A Kindle phone.
Well, some kind of Android phone, because it sounds like they're going to have an Android app store.
Oh, interesting.
And so. Probably along with that,
fragment the hell out of even further
a tablet.
Yeah.
Well, that's right. And there's now I think
we
mentioned last week.
We just introduced Robin, and then we got off on some bullshit tangent about technology. So I told you this is going to be a tech podcast.
Oh, Robin. So what's
Hi.
Going on in Wellington?
You know what?
Senior cultural commentator.
She's going to quit now,
Robin.
This is how you should decide what kind of phone to get: is to go, is there a version of Angry Birds for my phone?
Well, that's only true of the iPhone, isn't it?
I downloaded it. About a week ago, and I've been playing it ever since. And this morning, I was waiting at the traffic lights to cross the road, and I saw a guy swiping his iPhone in a particular way, and I thought, you're playing Angry Birds.
Yeah, I've played Angry Birds. I wasn't very good at it.
It takes skill.
Skills that I don't have. I ain't got the skills that pay the bills with Angry Bird.
Physics, man.
Physics is where it's at. Mm. Yeah, I got to a level where, like, one of those, what are they, pigs or something? One of those bastard little pigs. Was trapped under, you know, it was kind of the structure collapsed over him, but acted as a shield. And I was like, "Well, I don't know what to do."
That's
do
what
that.
You have to watch out for.
They always do that, fucking pigs.
So, being a senior cultural commentator for Discourse and being in Wellington as our senior Wellington Affairs correspondent, what's going on in Wellington?
Well, recently opened at Te Papa, the Museum of New Zealand, is a new exhibition, a long-term exhibition called Slice of Heaven. And that's looking at the 20th century in New Zealand.
That didn't sound at all like you were reading.
Oh, no.
And the sound of the paper folding as you turn the page.
Should we start again?
Slice of Heaven, as in that.
Yep.
Yeah. I think my singing was better. So what is the exhibition about?
Okay, it's looking at the 20th century of New Zealand culture, history. It's just what happened in New Zealand in the 20th century.
A lot happened in the 20th century.
It's kind of interesting because...
there was a couple of wars.
Yep, got the war, the depression, state housing, stock market crash in the 80s. Urban Maori. Sorry, that sounded really bad.
Rainbow
Warrior.
Urban Maori.
French perpetrating terrorism on our fair shores. Yep,
Rainbow Warrior. Nuclear free. so probably my favourite. I mean, the exhibition, it takes up a huge amount of floor space, and they've done a good job with it. And there are lots of bits and pieces from the Te Papa archives. But the one thing that I noticed that I think is really significant is the large amount of radio and television clips that have been used in it. Okay. Because, of course, the 20th century is the century of this kind of recording. And it makes sense that, the museum would start to use that sort of thing. So rather than just having objects that people used, you can actually see them using it and things like that.
Okay. So I was down there 6 or 12 months ago, and there was that that house, the batch with the video that played and that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Is that part of it, or was that?
That's Golden Years, and that's been there since Te Papa opened back in 1998, and it's quite dated now. You know, the idea
Did you just slap Ben?
Yeah, audibly slapped me. No, yeah, because I thought that was something new.
That's
when I went there.
Golden Years, Ben. It's been there for over 12 years.
So this is different.
Yeah.
Have they replaced it, or is it still there?
Because this Golden Years, it's quite nostalgic and emotional, and everyone goes, oh, I remember that from when I was a kid. Whereas Slice of Heaven is a bit more grown up. It still has, I mean, there was one thing, I was watching a documentary about this woman it was about the Springbok tour, and I started crying, not in a sort of bawling my eyes out way, but I just got a little bit teary eyed and went, oh, they fought so hard for that, you know.
What do you mean, they? Yeah.
They.
That was our parents. My dad is on the pitch in several of those videos. I mean, I guess that's still they, but really? I mean, if it's our parents, it's us. It's we.
I asked my parents.
I would have been out there if it happened now.
Yeah.
It's we.
I would have just resigned.
You would have resigned in a massive flame out.
Sorry, that's actually very twee. But I didn't mean to speak over Ben
because I'm going to get back to you saying something about your parents.
I once asked my dad what side he was on, and he said he couldn't remember.
Oh,
he just
bullshit.
Wasn't really
that means
rugby
he was in favour of the rugby.
Really?
Can't remember. That's the bullshit John Key response, isn't it?
Sorry, Dad.
I heard a great thing about John Key, actually, on some programme recently where someone said that basically he's called Mr. Okie Dokie.
Right.
And that sort of explains his reaction to most
things. These are my principles, and if you don't like them, I'm sure I can come up with some others.
Okie dokie.
Okie dokie.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm actually pretty relaxed about that.
Segues
quite nicely.
I'm not stressed
Shout
about
Morgan.
That.
Yep. Segue, John Key. We're all into the segues.
John Key. My favourite part of Slice of Heaven was it's a 3-minute audiovisual presentation called Sale of the Century that looks at the political and economic situation of the sort of Muldoon, Longy, Bulger era and the stock market crash and all the Rudgenomics, all that business. And it's done really nicely. It's displayed on a grid of 3x4 video screens. And it uses, sometimes you'll have the same thing on every screen, other times one image fitting all 12 screens, other times different images. And they use lots of banging pop music from the 80s.
Banging.
And including footage of John Key as a young whippersnapper trader from like 1986 looking really smug and happy. And it's just the most awesome thing. It just captures the awfulness and greatness of the 80s and Burn Shipley Burn and all that just brilliance that makes me really proud to be a New Zealander.
Do you know what else was great about the 80s?
What?
Can I help? help you, sir?
Hey, buddy, pies, right? No, down here. Did you know it's Pie Mania this month at Georgie Pie? Yeah, I tell you, they've gone mad. Just buy any pie and you get this Pie Mania card. You even get two chances to win. Scratch off this square to win, small coke.
Yeah, it goes on. Georgie Pie is what was great about the 80s. We still had it.
I remember that.
Oh, piss off. I hate people who want Georgie Pie to come back.
Okay, it was cheap and it was rubbish.
Georgie Pie, nostalgia.
But be fair, there was a mince and cheese pie for $1.
I remember, yep. Yeah, two small mince and cheese was much better value than one large mince and cheese.
Yep.
The dollar menus. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. We used to do that in study breaks in seventh form. Kick off
and
down
they had those weird
Georgie
veggie
pie.
Nuggets that didn't really seem to be any identifiable vegetable.
They had the best apple pies, though. Best.
I was never really into fruit pies. I may have missed out on quite a lot.
Soggy chips.
Oh, no, you can't go past a KFC chip.
So this Te Papa thing, do you think it's Te Papa doing human history better than they have in the past?
It's Te.
Because Te?
Te. Te Papa.
Te Papa.
Te.
My vowels.
Te Papa.
Te Papa, my vowels are cemented in my childhood, so if I say things wrong, it's because my brain's hardwired that way, and I feel deeply remorseful. Te Papa, it does squids, and it does earthquakes, and it does plants really well, but there's always been this weirdness that hasn't quite got the human history right. And when it first opened, it controversially put Colin McCann's Northland panels next to a fridge. And because they were both from the 50s. And people just were like,
"That's brilliant.
You dicks, you've taken this whole merging of the museum and art gallery thing a little bit too literally." Yeah. But with this one, it I think it has been done well. And the other criticism that I would have made of Te Papa in the past is that it's a bit like a kids' museum. Hey, kids, everything's explained in very simple terms.
That's my favourite criticism of Te Papa. That it is very childish compared to my favourite museum in New Zealand, Auckland War Memorial Museum, which
they segregate the kids off into a small area.
But the kids area there is awesome.
It is, but it's also actually closed off. It's almost like a door at each end, and
and a bunch of crawly, creepy bugs in the middle.
It's awesome.
I love it. Mm-hmm. And actually, Christchurch has a fairly good kids area as well, and nothing else they've got is good. I hate it. It's
I went to the Australian Museum in Sydney. A couple of weekends ago. And I found it it was a really good mix of that new and old. They had a skeleton room, which was really, really old school in a way that was almost amusing. So they had a human skeleton on a horse skeleton. And they also had a human skeleton in an armchair with a dog skeleton and a cat skeleton, and the cat skeleton was chasing a rat skeleton. You know, it's a real sort of sacrilegious crap that they would have done back in the 50s, but it was actually quite almost retro and derivative. It was quite cool.
I haven't seen that, and I'd like to. You know what else is old school? Mm. And that is the large can you call it a diorama if it's life-size, or does it have to be scale? Anyway, on
go
the
on,
way
say
in,
it.
There's you've just been done visiting your secret boyfriend, I believe, in Christchurch, haven't you, Robin?
Yep, my secret boyfriend, Christchurch. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm just giving. Yeah, that's the one.
I'm actually pointing specifically away from it so that I don't breathe directly into it.
You got to talk into it, though.
I'm going to talk into the microphone.
That's much better. Robin, what were you saying? What, big diorama, what?
Well, as you walk in, the first exhibit you see behind glass is what they call, I think, do they call it a Māori hunter or something? And it looks like a Cro-Magnon man. It looks like not Homo sapiens. It's got the brow ridge thing going on. This is walking into Christchurch Museum.
Oh, right.
The first thing you see. And it looks like some
monkey
bizarre
man.
Racist,
oh my
just
God.
This horrific thing. That almost feels like propaganda to justify, you know, the white man coming in and fixing the place and taking it over from those savages.
Yeah, it's basically, it sort of implies that this is some ancient race that used to live here. Yeah. And that's a weird thing. I went to the South Island last year and went to a few museums, Christchurch Museum, Littleton Museum, and Otago Museum. They all had what I called Maori in boxes. So you'd have this life-size Maori in traditional or, you know, pre-European dress inside a glass box. And I've never seen, I don't know if it's specifically a South Island thing or maybe it's just because these are old museums and they haven't had a chance to update their exhibits, but I've only seen this in the South Island, and it was very odd and very noticeable.
That's, yeah, freaky.
I'm not quite sure what to say about that. Didn't you also go to another museum, as I recall, something like the New Zealand Woodchoppers Association Museum? Or?
There's a good sawing and milling museum in Pokeno, I think it is.
Is it good?
I've driven past it, lots of times.
I imagine it's really enthralling.
It's probably full of sores.
They can't wait to have a visitor. Kohai entry. Please, we'll pay it for you. Just come in and look at our things that we found in the yard.
I went to a weird one in Clutha, I think, probably. I stumbled across it, and it's just this bizarre little, you know, provincial museum, and it had a whole room that was filled with bottles because, like, 30 years ago, some guy decided he wanted to have a bottle collection. and so it's just like people's recycling bins on display. And a few of them, I think, were of historic value, but I kept looking at this thinking, if they sold that on Trade Me, they could use the money and actually do something really awesome with the museum. Yeah. But I'm sure that these bottles were some sort of bequest to the museum, and they kind of stuck with them.
He's probably waiting for the his ancient wife to die or something so they can get rid of them. She visits every week to see the bottles.
Have you ever seen the Pointless Museum, Robin?
No, I haven't.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate because I just found a reference to it on your website and I don't know anything about it.
But museums are all about discovering new things. And the Australian Museum... Well, he's just cracked himself up by.
I'm sorry. I'm just enjoying how much you've completely fixed the podcast by being like professional, unable to string more than seven words together in a row. And I just wanted to abuse that a little bit more by getting you to head on down another lane.
Do you know there were wombats the size of bears? There's a wombat the size of a bear in the Australian Museum.
Delicious,
huge,
frothy head.
Mm. Hey, the back to Te Papa.
Yes.
Te Papa.
Oh, I know what you're going to ask about. Are you wondering if Robin's seeing red?
We need a new segment of the podcast, which is Teach Ben How to Pronounce Maori Language Week.
Maori.
Yeah. I was going to say about Te Papa and the Maori.
Maori.
Maori. Exhibition. See, the way that the papers are reporting it, I thought it was an exhibition, a public exhibition that you were instructed not to go to if you were a female who was pregnant or menstruating. But that's not the case, is it?
Oh, it's a behind-the-scenes tour for people who are involved with other museums around New Zealand. So they've sort of said to them, you know, hey, come, if you were doing this tour, you know, you're invited, but if you're pregnant or menstruating, you'll just have to sit outside or not come. Just out of respect, but
so it's not you're not going to stumble into it and then be told off for turning up
for dripping blood everywhere. What's the justification for not allowing a pregnant woman in? Is it about being hapu?
It's tapu and hapu. And
do you think Ben's completely lost? No, context will keep him up.
No, hapu is I don't know what that is. It's all good.
But I have a theory about this. It's you know how rock bands do the thing on their rider where they say, I want a bowl of M&Ms with no green M&Ms.
Yep.
And you think, oh my God, it's so extravagant, these rock stars. But I read somewhere.
I think that is so awesome. I really want to be a rock star because I only like the brown ones.
Someone, like maybe it was one of the Van Halen guys, saying that the reason they did that was because if they get the bowl with all the green M&Ms taken out, they know that someone has been reading their rider, because as well as the silly things, they have all the serious staging things. They want to make sure that if they're dealing with pyrotechnics and high voltage equipment, that it is actually being set up correctly, because someone could die if it goes wrong. And for me, this whole no menstruating women requirement, in a way, it's letting the people who have donated their treasures to Te Papa know that their wishes are being respected.
Mm.
So,
I'm just looking at the Herald article now, and the first paragraph is why I was completely misled. And if you listen to it, a clash of cultures over a rule forbidding pregnant or menstruating woman to attend a Te Papa exhibit has been criticised by feminists. And that's utter bullshit. That's not an exhibit at all. It's a back, like you say, a behind-the-scenes tour.
Yeah.
So I read that. I've read that paragraph, and then, you know, sort of become, you know, that's my opinion formed, and I hadn't even read the rest of it. So it wasn't until I talked to you that I realised it was a behind-the-scenes tour. Strange.
The interesting thing about Te Papa, I mean, they have lots of, Maori things there. They don't have a sign saying you can't come into this area if you're pregnant or menstruating, but they do have a little thing. Auckland Museum has this too, where you can cleanse your hands when you're leaving.
That's right.
Which is, purification. Yeah, because it's,
at a lot of cemeteries around New Zealand, there's also, a tap provided for that purpose. And it's actually it's satisfying to wash your hands as you leave.
They do that in Boy.
Yep, with a bottle. Mm. Yep, that's right. Beautiful film, beautiful scene as well. Everything with the grave actually was beautiful.
I still haven't seen it.
You haven't seen Boy?
No.
Oh, my God.
I haven't seen Boy.
That is
I must go and shame. Steal it immediately.
Oh, boy.
No, I will. I should see it.
You know what else you should see?
Hello, everybody. Look at yourself. Not back to me. Not back at yourself. Not back to me. Sadly, you are not a monster. But if you listen to Grover, you will know all about the word on, just as this monster does. Look down. Back up. Yeah. Where am I? I am on a boat. What is in your hand? Back at me. I have it. It is a clam with two tickets to that thing you love. On my nose! Anything is possible when you smell like a monster and know the word on. I am on a horse. Moo. Cow.
Sesame Street.
They're doing it for the parents.
Yeah, that's true.
I approve of everything that those guys have been doing lately. Have you seen the other videos they've done?
Have, Bert and Ernie come out yet?
Seems like it's about time, doesn't it?
Surely it must be.
Well, I mean, yeah. maybe it's a better message that, you know, men can have a close long term relationship without being a couple of dirty gobbling.
They're just flatmates, you know.
Right, platonic. Well, Robin, thank you. If you want to get away and watch your episode of Mad Men, you're welcome to. But you're welcome to stay as well, and you're welcome to...
I'd really like it if you'd stay.
Yeah, and offer a Wellington opinion on things, because we're just a bunch of Aucklanders.
How much longer is it going to be?
Hours.
Yeah.
It's getting quite late.
Oh, they have to go to sleep early in Wellington, the city that never quite wakes up. Are you wearing a cardigan?
No, I'm wearing a TVNZ interactive polar fleece.
Polar fleece. Ben's sitting here.
What are you wearing?
Window open.
Yeah.
And what else are you wearing? He's sitting here, window open, t-shirt.
Yeah.
T-shirt.
That's the way we roll.
There you go.
Okay. So thank you. So we'll carry on, shall we?
I'll stick around for a bit.
We're going to talk actors' equity next.
Okay.
Well, we were going to talk actors' equity, but, I asked them if they would be prepared to, you're laughing at me?
That's all right, carry on.
we were going to talk actors' equity, and we were going to talk to actors' equity, but they don't want to talk to us, apparently. Or at least maybe they don't know how to operate their message receiving machine.
I think they don't know their ass from their face because of the fact that a bunch of actors in Wellington are protesting against... Actors' Equity, which is their union, saying, pull your fucking head in.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's not really their union. Actors' Equity is a union for between 1 and 200 actors, and the best estimate is that there's about 2,000 professional actors in New Zealand.
So have you seen actors in the street with pitchforks and things in Wellington, Robin?
No. Everyone just seems to be getting on with their, their ads and their little... Reconstructions
of the Tangiwai. Okay.
Yeah, there's
the new thing.
Yeah, that's been going on. That's quite exciting.
I heard a very interesting interview with the man from the Fielding and Districts Steam Preservation Society about how they were having to rebuild carriages for the Tangiwai disaster film.
What are they going to wreck them?
That would be a bit sad. I hope so. There's been hundreds of hours of labour rebuilding the carriages there.
Don't dump a bunch of laha on it.
Yeah, dump them in a river. That'd be brilliant. What are you doing?
When I've played those little videos, which I have, those little audio samples, I noticed that they're cranked quite hard over to one side. So okay. I was just seeing what the mixer had to say, and it doesn't have anything really obvious to say. So ignore me when I'm looking at the mixer, because I'm doing technical stuff.
We said we'd talk less about the sausage factory.
Well, I didn't bring it up. I very quietly went and tried to resolve the issue.
Okay.
Did we say we'd talk less about the sausage factory, or were we told to say less about the sausage factory?
True.
Because we have actually had some feedback, and some of it has been really wonderful and really helpful.
Yeah, we hugely appreciate the feedback. It's been great. Hmm.
What is the sausage factory? Should I have been listening harder last
week? I don't mean like sausage party. We mean you don't want to know how the sausages are made.
Right. That's right.
So
yeah.
do you want to hear about?
We want mystery.
And actually, as I recall, you said
I
that
said
you
that.
Didn't want to.
I didn't say sausage factory though.
You don't have sausages
on
your mind.
That was the other email I sent you.
Right, so Morgan, we've got some new segments to talk about this week as well.
We do have new segments, and the first new segment this week,
yes.
Well, we've got lots of new stuff. Robin's new.
Oh, true, exactly. But she's already feels like she's old, so it's good.
You should never call a lady old.
I'm 35.
Spring chicken. Wait, you're 35? All right, cut her off.
You know, I had my hair cut this evening, and my hairdresser didn't straighten it. She just blow-dried it, and I looked like Justin Bieber.
Awesome.
I'm just saying.
God, that makes me hot. I don't suppose you have a segue handy?
No, but if I did,
to run from the ladies.
So have you noticed that has one song that seems to be popular, the name of which I can't remember? Your
baby,
whatever the way you are.
Baby.
I have his album.
No, not that one.
I don't know.
I listened to it once.
There's one that they play on the Edge. I changed my alarm over to the Edge, because. I know. That's like a pained look that
is it to get you out of
Ben
bed?
Gracewood, technology commentator, just pulled. I changed to The Edge because it's not interesting enough for me to stay there and listen to stories. National Radio is a bit of a problem for me.
Mm.
BFM even can be a bit of a problem for me.
Yeah.
The Edge, there's nothing there. But they play like the three songs that they play on continuous rotation all day.
Bieber.
Includes Bieber. It's almost a scientifically designed song to prey on the insecurities of young adolescent girls.
Oh, it's horrible. It's
nothing wrong with that. Every girl needs a little beautiful floppy-haired angel boy to tell her that she's special. Just saying.
Okay.
Just saying.
I hate him and I would punch his face. I don't hate him. But I would punch his face.
Did you hear the Justin Bieber song that had been slowed down by like 1,000,000%?
Yes.
Wasn't that a hoax?
No.
No. Someone that was a hoax.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It was a double bluff hoax.
Double bluff hoax. funny. So, yeah.
So the new segment is Urban Dictionary Definition of the Week.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what you think this is. This one's going to be pretty easy to begin with. Vatican Roulette. Vatican Roulette. And this definition has 5,663 votes up and 854 down.
I'm pretty well agreed
on one.
Lots of young boys tied to a rotating wheel. You spin the wheel.
Strictly speaking, that would be pretty good, but that's not this one. I guess Vatican Roulette, that'd be like if you send your child to... be the what are they called, the kids? Page boys? Is that what they're called?
Yeah,
if you send your kid to be a page boy, that's kind of Vatican Roulette, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. What are they saying?
So here it is.
Can I just give my idea of what it might be? In the 80s when Madonna was releasing singles that kept getting banned by the Pope.
Yep.
That was what it was like, Vatican Roulette. The record company.
She had a song called Vatican Roulette. Is that right?
I don't think that's true.
I just Googled it. I know what it means.
That was really weak of you. All right, so here it is used in a sentence. Well, the Pope says condoms are out and the pill is born of the fires of hell. So get out the calendar, baby. It's time for Vatican Roulette.
The rhythm method, in other words.
The rhythm method.
What about my mother swore by it?
The only form of your mother who had you.
Yes, but she also had four kids, boy, girl, boy, girl, boy, 2 years apart.
Right.
That's not too bad. My mum has four siblings and she wasn't Catholic, so, you know, that's pretty good going.
Yeah.
That is pretty good going.
Mm.
The rhythm method is the only form of contraception currently endorsed by the Catholic Church.
No, I don't know this. I was born and raised in a Catholic household. I do not know whether the rhythm method
Benedict Gracewood.
Yeah, Benedict Joseph Gracewood. Whether the rhythm method means the actual movements you make at the time or to do with the cycle of the moon.
I think it's the latter.
The latter.
Yeah.
So it if you're allowed on the Te Papa exhibition, you can rote.
No, I don't think that's right.
I would be knocked out.
It would be much more exciting if it was a rhythm method that you have to tap it out. You have to do it at a certain pace.
That'd be very disappointing to be knocked out within seconds, wouldn't it? Unless you are easily pleased and good to go.
Justin Bieber would be the father.
Yeah, I wonder. I mean, he has a lot of young girl fans. Do you think he's like a complete swordsman?
Did you see that? There were photos of him kissing a girl in the back of the car. One of his, he was on tour with her or something. And that was, after those photos became public, was the first recorded instance of a Bieber backlash on Twitter.
They were so disappointed.
His heart's broken.
What are you doing with that whore?
Not even my boyfriend.
I'm in favour of a Bieber backlash.
So what we need is a Bieber sex tape.
He gives me Bieber in
that
the morning.
That would be so awesome. Oh no, he's too young.
Is he? Is he under 16?
Yes, I think he's 15. Yeah, oh, so I take that back. I wouldn't watch that.
We don't want a Bieber sex tape.
It'd need to be some kind of a Bieberphile.
When we said what was new last week, Len Brown is new last week.
Len Brown is Super. New. Len yeah. Brown, who I don't think he's actually the mayor yet, is he? Has he been sworn in?
I don't believe so, no.
He's the mayor-erect.
Mayor-elect.
Is he going to bring social disaster to the Greater Auckland area?
We just don't want him to spread South Auckland across the Auckland Greater Auckland area.
I don't want him to.
I'd love it.
I'd like South Auckland to stay where it is. Or I think as they prefer to be referred to, Manukau.
Mm. No, I'm happy with that. I'm happier with that than the alternative.
I'm happy with his... I'd like a lot of public art. The reason I voted for Simon Prast was... Prast? NASA?
That guy, yeah.
Tomato?
NASA, yeah.
He was the first Super City mayoral candidate to come out and say, what we need is art. And I think he's right. If you walk around in Wellington... Just the few more pieces of public art that they have that we don't have, because all of our shit has been locked up in warehouses, makes a big difference to the way the city feels.
I mean, this is when I said stupidly that what I want is a stream down the middle of Queen Street. I'm semi serious about that because I want some, like you say, some public area change, because our public areas. Have you seen the new Aotea Square?
It's like not inside. Fucking, not inside. Is it flat now? There's no steps down anymore.
I remember someone described the Auckland University campus in the 90s as Ceausescuan, Russian bloody Cold War era architecture. That's Aotea Square again. Windswept, dead flat. It's shocking. No art, no sculpture.
No sculpture at all.
They took the fountain down, and that was a sculptural fountain.
Now, on the bright side, that fountain has actually been moved, and it's been put up at the top of Parnell Rise.
Has it?
Yeah, at that church that I can't remember the name of.
Oh, in the courtyard there.
Yeah. Right. And it actually looks quite good in its new location.
So what it looks like is Aotea Square is designed to be flat and easy to put a marquee on to do some stuff in. It's just such
right.
A
well, that's
waste.
Pretty dull.
Yeah.
So that was the mountain fountain was actually a Terry Springer Stringer piece.
Jerry Stringer.
Terry Stringer. Yeah, I had trouble with that.
So, and in Wellington, there's nothing, no news. Toss a coin.
Yeah, toss a coin.
Oh, is Kerry, it going to be Kerry or is it going to be Celia?
No one knows. 40 votes 40. Between them.
Mm, so why is the recount so slow?
No, it's the counting specials. They have to check all the specials to check that they're special.
Yeah, it's the postal votes.
All the votes.
Yeah, all the postal votes, they have to actually check whether they're correctly, and you know, for people who are away or late or whatever. And apparently, they already discarded 200 of them for being late.
Mm. Oh dear.
Yeah. Well, hopefully. Mm. So, do you want Celia?
I've of the two, I would rather have Celia.
I heard her called a moonbat, moonbat green, by someone.
Moonbat, crikey.
Yeah. Is she a greeny moonbat?
She's a greeny. She's a greeny. And, you know, I think Kerry she's very car-centric, and I think Wellington is, just by its geography, is not a city that can really afford to be car-centric.
Well, trains don't work.
Should rightly be focusing on public transport, trains that don't catch on fire.
I shouldn't cast stones. Because our trains are shit.
Well, they are shit, but one of the few things that Len Brown has really confirmed post-election is that he really wants to go ahead with the new Auckland City, Central City Rail Loop.
Where does that go? So that goes through Britomart out the other side and then...
Exactly what the route is, I don't know.
Oh, come on.
Will it be up to the standard?
Are you a professional?
A professional rail enthusiast?
Yeah, exactly.
No.
Maybe we should get one on.
Auckland Transport.
Yeah, AK Trains. Who's AK that guy? Let's get him on.
Yeah, let's get that guy on. That'd be awesome. I'd actually like to... I want to know what happened with our tram network. Did you know that we had 76 kilometres of electric tram network in
Auckland? Thought it was kind of just Queen Street and the waterfront.
76 k's. Ponsonby Road. K Road. 76 k's.
And halfway down Dominion Road.
It was considerable.
That's
And what... I want to know what
cheap petrol
motherfucker
happened.
It was
cheap petrol.
That ripped up those tracks or covered. I can remember seeing the tracks.
Oh, yeah, down on Key Street. I remember having to ride my bike sideways over them. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think, what an unbelievable lack of, and predictable lack of foresight, which is something we're so used to with our city leaders in our city. These fucking heads ruin our city. Just either through inaction or through doing exactly the wrong thing by rubber stamping ridiculous cookie cutter,
selling off stuff,
polystyrene housing, infill housing, which is just the most disgusting thing. If you look up there off the top of Simon Street, that little cluster of townhouses is the most appalling little abomination.
Yeah, it's basically ready-made slum.
Absolutely slum. Mm. So Len Brown says Central City Rail Loop, and I say hell yes. I don't take the train much because I walk to work, but the couple of times I have taken it, it was just brilliant, quick, efficient, inexpensive.
It's a bit tricky. I mean, Auckland's shape makes it a bit sucky because we've got a Western double line now, but for me in Te Aritu, basically I would have to drive 15-20 minutes to get to Henderson. Park my car, get on the train, catch a train into. Yep. I can't really. I guess I'd bus. What were you? Yeah, I mean, maybe. Yeah.
Well, I suppose the idea of adding additional line is that there are more places where you're close to a rail station.
Mm.
But John Key has said, "Good luck, you can fund that your damn self," about this rail loop.
Right.
And isn't the obvious response that we already had funding for Auckland's public transport network to be upgraded before the last election?
Mm.
We had legislation for a small fuel tax increase to fund our local transport network.
Yes.
What National came in and fucked it.
What do they do with it?
Threw it away.
Well, where's the money?
It's gone. No, they're not taxing us for that.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Oh.
The tax hadn't started to be taken yet.
Hmm.
I would like to see this happen, but I'm so wary because for so many years there's been talk of it, and most noticeably in the 70s with Mayor Robbie and his plans. And I actually saw in the Auckland Library's New Zealand room, they have this old document that the council published at that time with the plans for the rail loop, and there was an underground station in K Road, and you know, the old ASB building on the corner of Queen Street and Wellesley Street.
Doesn't that have a basement built to be to function as a...
The basement of that, when they built the building, one of the requirements was they had to build deep enough that that could be used as eventually converted into an underground station for this planned rail loop. And, you know, there was going to be this big transport centre up where the casino is now on Hobson Street, with a series of escalators that went down to... Queen Street, all interlinked. And I was just looking at this. It was like some weird science fiction parallel universe.
Okay, that escalator thing is absolutely ridiculous. But
they already are. They already are, actually, going through the atrium and that sort of stuff now. So.
Yeah, but, you know, the escalator system kind of ended up being built privately anyway, just with all the shops and malls and things that you can actually get from Queen Street up to Hobson Street through escalators.
Wouldn't it be great if we had a subway, though?
Yes, it would.
I would love that.
Just for having one.
They could use those tunnels under Albert Park for one part of it on the way to Parnell.
They just need to raise petrol again. Remember when petrol, way back when...
It was like $2.30.
Yeah, 2 years ago. Yeah. It actually made a noticeable change to traffic.
Yep. It was nice.
Yeah.
It was lovely.
Yeah, they need to do it. Yeah, just artificially inflate it.
Yeah. And in fact, do you remember when it was 80 cents? It's not that long ago. Nine years ago?
I remember that.
I remember paying about... I think just under 80 cents in National Park Township.
Amazing.
The more things change. That doesn't make any sense in that context. But I said it.
Birkabann.
Birkabann.
So
Segway.
From trains special. To Birkabann.
Here comes Justin Bieber on a Segway.
Let's pretend that
Thanks, Justin. Yeah. While you're on your Segway, do you know that in France they've... Constitutional lawyers have cleared the way for a ban on burqas.
Liberty.
€15,000 fine and jail time if you force someone to wear a burqa.
Well, that's fair.
And €150 fine if you wear a burqa.
Oh, I don't like that. What if I want to wear a burqa?
Which is less fair.
Is it only women or is it only Muslims?
I think it's anyone.
What about nuns? What does a burqa constitute? Or is that more of a hijab sort of thing?
Yeah, so many...
Does it have to cover your face? What about ninjas? Are ninjas fined $150 for wearing their ninja hood?
What if you're menstruating while wearing a burqa?
I don't think that's allowed. I think you probably have to stay in the compound.
Yeah.
Certainly have to stay away from the menfolk. No sex for a third of the month.
Weird.
You have to go into a special burqa hut and stay there until your burqa came off.
But you... That's an excellent point. So are you allowed to wear a burqa in the privacy of your own home, the only place that generally the people who wear burqas don't wear them? Like smoking. No smoking in public.
No
burqas in public.
It's really interesting in that I guess they have to impose a fine on wearing a burqa because there's no way that you could prove that you were doing it of your own volition.
How about a fine or perhaps beheading for genital mutilation? For female circumcision. How about that? How about that idea?
Is that already in place?
I don't know. I'm not a lawyer.
I think that's something that outrages mutilation me far more than is illegal in, you know, countries where mutilation is illegal, including genital mutilation.
Just a second. I'm sorry. The live via satellite link from our purpose-built Auckland recording studios to Wellington. What are we going to call your studios?
I don't know.
Avalon's gone.
But I don't know. I can get a little angsty about that burqa thing. But
yeah.
But so it's easy if you say it that way. It's categorically fine that you can put someone in jail for forcing someone else to wear a burqa.
I think forcing someone to wear a burqa should be an offence. But just like forcing someone to do anything should be an offence.
How is the wearing of the burqa any offence? Any more offensive than wearing a cross? Or a moko?
Well, I feel like a burqa is actually a symbol of female oppression.
It's like someone saying to me, you know, you're oppressing yourself by wearing a polar fleece. Yep. You should be wearing a little singlet.
Tiny denim shorts. Robin, why aren't you wearing tiny shorts?
That's what it's like. It's kind of saying, you're being oppressed. You don't know it, but you're being oppressed. Let me take that off you.
Well, I mean, if someone's been brainwashed by some cult into believing that, you know, Cocky McFuckhead is the messiah, do you make ironic jokes about people wanting to save them from the cult? Or do you say, actually, maybe they need to be saved from themselves? Maybe believing that something is, you know, the word of God, maybe believing that it's better for you isn't actually enough. Too many maybes.
It's something to think about.
I might need to diagram this. I'll diagram it. I won't diagram it. Yeah. I'll probably delete all this stuff so that I don't get stabbed like a cartoonist.
Hey, guys.
Is it your bedtime in Wellington?
I think it is. I'm running out of comedy juice, so I'm just, otherwise I'll just be going,
So you thought this was a comedy podcast?
I'm two-fisting comedy juice.
Sorry, that was revealing a trick. We shouldn't say, if you say it's comedy, people will expect it to be funny.
This is definitely not comedy.
It's not comedy. I was just talking about my joie de vivre is dying.
Well, now what was it you wanted to watch? Some illegal download?
That
you should be prosecuted for consuming in the privacy of your own home.
I was going to watch Catch Up with some Country Calendar at TVNZ On Demand.
I like the sound of that. How about Dogs Show? Oh, God, I love the trials. I want more dog trials on TV. I want new ones. You hate that. How could you hate that? Tell you what, if you don't like it, don't watch it. I like it and I want to watch it. I'd buy a TV if that shit was on TV.
Oh, God, watch it then.
But it's old. I want new ones.
Because they'll be new and modern. They'll have an upgraded technology.
Imagine the fun dogs they'd have with the graphics. They'd have
you're right. That'd be like
what was the name of
play and virtual spectator.
Virtual spectator. Virtual spectator with the sheep. Wouldn't that be brilliant? It'd be so good. We could sell it to ESPN like motherfuckers. I mean, if you enjoy watching golf, man, the stress of the trials when they start cracking down for those last few seconds. Ooh-wee. That's a good show. Mm. Robin.
Thanks, Robin.
Yes.
You can go and load up that TVNZ On Demand.
Thank you.
And enjoy yourself. Thank you for joining us. And I hope we can get you on again soon.
Thank you for having me. I had fun.
I hope we can get you on again soon.
Excellent.
So do I.
Okay.
See ya.
Bye. Bye. Good night.
Fuck.
Wow,
thank fuck she's gone.
Disconnecting our high technology satellite link makes it sound very similar to hanging up on a Skype call. I wonder why they'd do that at Cisco satellite TV link connection products. That router box and the dish, they're big and expensive. What's next? Have you got any more stories?
The Chilean miners will be out soon.
Chilean. So, you had a few things to say about the Chilean miners.
I reckon there'll be
You thought that they were lucky to have 2 kilometres of wank track, exactly, as I recall.
2 kilometres of dark tunnels to go off and have some personal time.
Now, do you think they're actually thinking a lot about... And also, there's 30 dudes in there. It'd be like a prison. They'd be all over each other. It's got to be sorted down there.
See, this is what I'm wondering. They're saying that
the first thing, they expected them to ask for food after... How long were they there before they got food down? 12 days or something?
Something like that, yeah.
They'd all lost terrible amounts of weight. The first thing they ask for, it's not food.
Condoms.
Lube. Send lube. Oh, God, please send lube.
So apparently they're negotiating who gets to go out last. I think it's actually who are the two that get to, you know, be there for the 12 minutes. It takes the next guy to get hauled up.
Yeah.
And the other thing is that there's bound to be fairy tales and kids' stories about it.
Yeah.
You know, the seven dwarfs and Julio, Chavez, Jesus.
And the woodsman.
A dopey, sleepy.
And my grandmother.
And a cave.
little red Miguel Riding Hood.
But no, good on them. They're coming out.
They're coming out. I think that is the ultimate down low.
But no, I feel sorry for them because what's going to happen is they're probably actually all quite okay because they're miners. They're fucking, they do stuff underground.
They're hard dudes.
And they've been fed and watered and, you know, videos, music, all that sort of stuff.
See, now the food that they were fed, it looked, I mean, the first things they were sent down was like glucose syrup. Why couldn't they send them down sachets of like gravy? A burger will squash into any space you choose to push it into.
Exactly.
And those guys, how appreciative would they be? Send down some Georgie pie in a tube.
And so they'll probably come out and just want to go home because, you know.
Because their wives are on the top and their children.
Yeah, rub their eyes and go home and hang out. But they'll be psychoanalyzed and batteries of tests and everything else. I don't know. I despair for modern society.
Just let them. I mean, they're hard, man.
If it was the 30s, 50s, they were just... Hauled them up and sent them home.
If it was the 30s or 50s, they would have been left down there.
Dig your own way out.
And they may have been able to.
Yeah. Hard them in.
They would have just died, actually, in the initial collapse. They would have all died. That's what the old world had for us. Do you know what that mine is called?
No. What's
I don't know what it's called. If it was in New Zealand, it would be called Mine.
Would it?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, look, the major northern landmass in New Zealand.
North Island.
Major southern landmass.
South Island.
That beach with the hot water down south of Coromandel there.
Hot water beach?
The place where they found a hole in a rock.
I see where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
Hole in the rock.
Hole in the rock.
Harbour Bridge.
So it turns out our head of state, not Anand Sachinand, but the real one who he represents, Queen Elizabeth, has just christened a new ship, a new boat.
The QE3?
What do you think she called it?
Queen Elizabeth?
Queen Elizabeth.
That's a bit narcissistic, isn't it?
It is narcissistic. But she's at least gone us one better, because we would have called it boat. Let's be honest.
Boat. Big blue boat.
Boat. What's the bridge over our harbour called?
Harbour Bridge. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
What's
the city over on the north shore side of the harbour? what's that urban area?
It's now north
south of Auckland.
But isn't there already a Queen Elizabeth boat? QE2?
I'm sure there is. I'm sure there's several. I'm sure they've been going on for a long time.
Oh.
A long line of boats named the same thing. Yeah, well, there was. I think it was down in our harbour not long ago. It's a big a cruise liner, right?
Yes.
Really big.
Yeah.
And gaudy. Have you ever been on a cruise, Ben?
No, never, ever, ever.
I've never been on a cruise either.
I lie to you. Mm-hmm. When I was about five, we went on a cruise at Great Barrier Island, Great Barrier Reef.
I'm very disappointed that you lied, Ben.
That I'm what?
I'm very disappointed that you lied. Oh. That's not much of a cruise to Great Barrier.
Great Barrier Reef. I did say Great Barrier Island.
Yeah, I went on a cruise as well once around the harbour.
Around to Waiheke. Got a ferry to Waiheke. Was that a week? Anything new?
I would like to plug my Twitter account, @TheMorgan.
I recommend that.
If you follow me, you will get to see some pretty... I mean, I post some boring tweets as well. But the links that I post, I have to say, I think they're pretty high quality.
Mm-hmm.
One of my links this week, we'll put this in the show notes, is a video of a stuntman who smashes through a glass window on the 20th story of a building, free falls on fire, the full height of the building into an airbag. No tether, no parachute.
That's going to be close to the maximum height for an airbag, isn't it?
20, it was incredible.
20 floors.
Absolutely incredible. On fire all the way down.
Nuts.
And it is absolutely jaw-dropping footage.
Wow.
Astonishing stuff. So follow me @TheMorgan, and I won't post that again, but I'll post something else.
Cool. Sounds good.
How about you?
Anything new? Anything I want to plug?
Have you got it? You've got Windows Phone 7 apps, I think, haven't you?
I can announce this now, or I can mention it, because it was sort of all quiet. But as part of my day job, I built an app for Eagle Boys in Australia.
For pizza?
Yeah. Second biggest pizza chain in Australia. Datacom's doing a bunch of work for them, and part of that work is in Windows Phone 7 app. So that was good.
Nice. And that will have literally dozens of users.
Yeah, exactly. Literally. There's no phones being sold yet.
Is it also being created on iPhone, Android?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Probably it already exists on those, and this is a port?
No, we are creating it for those at the same time.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, there'll be other apps coming out. Look out for Alpha Jax too. That's a friend of mine's Windows Phone 7 app. Very cool.
Alpha Jax.
Alpha Jax.
Alpha Jax.
You make letters, and then you jack off.
No, I really like the sound of that, but I don't need the letters part.
Alpha Jax is a like game.
Right, but we're definitely not allowed to call it.
No, sorry. It's a word tile game you play with friends.
Right. That was good. And on Twitter, you're at NZBen.
Correct.
Thanks for listening to the show. We would be delighted to get any questions or comments.
Mm.
What's the email address?
comments@discourse.co.nz.
That'd be great. Or you can go to the website and hit, what do we call it? Talkback? Go to Talkback and there's a form there. Hit that up. Or add us on Twitter.
Or send us an MP3 file.
Send us an MP3. Oh, it would be a dream if someone would send us an MP3 file.
Mm.
Preferably not just screaming in our ears.
And not saying shitcock, as
not
you said.
Not saying anything like shitcock. Not saying anything like that. Well, actually, I suppose the first one maybe could get away with saying something like that.
Ironically.
It better be ironic.
Yeah.
Welcome. You're listening to the weekly show on Discourse.
What do you reckon? Is that the end of the show?
That'll do.
I actually didn't mean that to play. That auto-played in my software. I was trying to... Oh, here we go. This is the one.
You're listening to the weekly show on... Sorry.
Whiskers. All right. We're using that one.